Shvach, 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 Shvach. So why am I speaking before Rav Kornfeld? Because I have a problem.
I'm just making a joke.
That's the part they want to hear.
Why am I speaking before Rav Kornfeld? Because if Rav Kornfeld speaks first, he's going to say, Toysin b'chvayl achsanya, and he's going to talk about me. So this way he can't say, Toysin b'chvayl achsanya, because I'm speaking first. So it's already, oh, he's placing me. We move out of the place. And the very fact that I'm speaking first, now that I told you why I am, so it's bottled that aspect of covered also. So I'm safe from I'm covered from all bases. I'm not sure if it was appropriate to emphasize the Nusa de Bedichusa. We're here in a very serious time of the year, and facing, just coming off of extremely serious events. Tira of two Bachar. Kenneth Chizuk, very, very difficult. But maybe it's not difficult at all. The Rambam, famously in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, describes the advent of Avodah Zarah. People familiar with it, people started giving kavod to the Mesharsim of Hashem, the Mazalos, the Kochavim, Shemesh V'Yoreach, other forces of nature perhaps. And then they fell into the trap, but they said that's the Ratzon Hashem, to give them kavod. And then eventually it was Nizdar there into Avodah Zarah Mamish, assigning them independent powers. And that was the Tolos. The Mayenos told. It was a big Tolos made. The Ramban, though, I'm sure if I call it a machlokas, but the Ramban in his Hakdamah to Eov, the Ramban wrote a parish to Eov, and in his Hakdamah, he explains the purpose of the Sefer Eov. And he says, what brought to Kfira, what brought Avodah Zarah to Kfira, there's different types of Kfira, there's Kfira in Hashgacha, there's Kfira in Birus Island, there's Kfira in Karva Onesh. What brought, essentially, what brings to Kfira, what brought to Kfira, he's talking about historically, that's why maybe he's Chayot on the Rambam. Historically, what brought to Kfira is the question, the difficulty of life of Tzadik Viralo and Rosh Avotovlo. When we see events that we can't explain, that don't make sense, we think there's Harva Onesh, there's a Bori Olam, so the more wicked a person is, the more difficult a life he'll have, and the more sorrows he'll have, and the more of a Tzadik a person is, the more of an Oved Hashem a person is, then things will be good, and things will, you know, will be good. But we see it's not like that. There are tzaddikim, good people, Ovei Hashem, that very difficult things happen to, and we see Rosh Avotovlo, and the Ramban says that that's why Sefer Eov was written, and that's why it's important that it be part of Tanakh, because Eov doesn't answer the questions, but it grapples with the problem that brings the Kfira, he says, and that's how Avodah Zarah came about, that's how Kfira came about. Once you have Kfira, then you have to explain certain things, you have Avodah Zarah. And Eov is a Chizuk Emunah, that if anybody has learned Eov, it says there are things that are inexplicable. Hashem is greater than all of us. Hashem is l'mayla misichleinu, not just in his mahus, les machshava tfisa beklal, but also in chishmeinus of shemayim, alamala mehasar doseinu. We don't see the whole picture, we don't see half of the picture, we don't even see a little part of the picture. Teeny part of the picture. And the way Hashem builds up and constructs the whole world and all events. So that's what Eov comes to be mechazik. But that's the way it is, and if you learn Eov, you see, Adarabba, when the Chaver Mavil suggested it's an Onesh, they were remonstrated with, you know, talk like that. wrong to talk like that. But the answer was, Hashem is a Malam Ha'asa, was saying, but it's a Chizuk Emunah that Hashem exists. I saw suggested that maybe Leil Yom Kippur, when the Mishnah says that one of the things they learned with the Kohen Gadol was Sefer Iyov, so it says a few things there in Moshe Chesalev, but I saw suggested that we made by Yesheni with Tzadok Ubaisus, and essentially it was a Kfira and Schar V'Onesh there, and it led to Kfira. Why only Torah Shebaal Peh? That's another story, but it led essentially to Kfira in Nikvei Hadas, Tzukim by Susan. And therefore they learned what the Kohen Gadol will be made by Yesheni, they learned Sefer Iyov, to be mechazek, to reiterate. I'm talking to an ayom that's ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. And our chizuk comes from the knowledge that everything is orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My sister, I have a sister who tragically lost a child, her oldest child, in a car accident. And throughout the Shiva, there were some people that came and tried to explain the accident, that tried to say it was a mikra, and they thought they're being menachma. Everybody meant well. But it caused tremendous tsar to say that things happen at random, that things happen that happens. Kachi derech olam, the way the Rambam says in Hilchos Tanis. And the people that said it's so obviously Yad Hashem, it's so crazy, it so doesn't make sense, that Hashem did this without explanation. No one said it was an Einish, Chas Hashem. Just, Hashem did it. That was the biggest Nechama. We spoke afterwards. That was the Nechama. The Nechama is that this is orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, and the Chizuk it should give us all is that what the Ramban says, the reason Sefer Iyov was written. The more that it's pounded into us, and sometimes when something happens and we have to pound into ourselves that Hashem is, the Chinuch says part of Emunah is not just that Hashem created everything, but that Hashem orchestrates events as well. Not just created things, but orchestrates events. And the more we internalize that, the more we hear it, and the more Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samad we're able to have, as the Ramah says in for Simon Narachayim, and the more that's one chizuk we can have, the chizuk of reiteration and chizuk of emuna that everything is orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A second point, Rishul Saraz. Has a list of 30 things to think about. Number 16 is that a person should think about Misa. He should think about how long he's going to be in this world. The Yala Alibo, and he should realize Kirvas Kitso, Ubo Hamavasei Love. The Eshu Roa Misa Shor Hachayim Piso. Mimidaber Zuloso. Pardon me if it is not an able way to talk. He says, people die. And you see it. And you go. And nobody knew it would happen. And no one expected it to happen. And no one anticipated it to happen. Lo remez, velo moed, yodua, shiye betuach, miyoso bov. Right? I'm safe. Because I don't take the tubas. I'm safe because I'm not ill. This is ridiculous thoughts. There's no month in the year that's free of Misa. V'lo b'yomi mos hachodesh. There's no day of the month that's free from miso. V'lo b'sho'a mishos hayom. Ain't a bobby may zikna? Oh, the young guy. I don't have to think about miso. Everyone dies, says the Chagas Haldolos. Forgive me. Infants die. I'm calling you from the Chagas Haldolos. Infants die. Children die. Young children die. Adolescents die. Young people die. Middle-aged people die. Old people die. Miso is pervasive. How can you not think about Yom HaMiso? That's Cheshbon number 16. And when you think about Yom HaMiso, when you're confronted with the stark reality that it can happen to anyone, and it does, right? How could it be? I just saw him a half hour ago. And then we laugh. I just saw him a minute ago. A second ago. The Yizkor, Ki Kol Mechaveiro, the Lashon of Chodesh HaVavos. Not exactly the translation. Ki Kol Mechaveiro, Nosu El Ha'olam Acher Kodem Imenu. My friends left this world already. I'm not better than they are, says the Chodesh HaVavos. I better take advantage of the time that I have when I'm here. Because I'm no better, there's nothing I'm free of, I don't have to worry. And they? But me? Foolish to think that way. And the Mela, when you realize, lo ro'o l'nafsho yisro, chichayiv lo hisachro mehem, I'm no better than they are, than they were, I'm no better. There's no reason why it happened to them, it's not going to happen to me. Yischashev elibo, and you start thinking about bo cheshbon. You start thinking about making a cheshbon on nefesh. And he goes on in that vein for another couple of lines. I heard Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal say that the Chagas HaLulos are not trying to depress us. He's trying to make us take advantage and realize how precious life is. How we should take advantage. Shuvah, Chazal say, Shuv Yomecha b'fnei Nisoscha, v'chi, b'chol yom. I once said, I don't know, it's Erech Tzachos, but Erech Tzchok, or maybe not. Why did Chazal say, Shem Yomus L'mochar? Why didn't they say, Hayom? So I said, if they would have said Hayom, no one would believe it. Hayom? No way. I can do Jewish and Yom HaSayom today? No way. L'machar, I could do Taka, maybe Shem Yom HaSlamachar. So that's the second point of Chizuk. The second point of Chizuk is number 16 of the Chagas HaLulos in Shacheshbon and Nefesh Perek Gimel, number 16. When we're confronted with such tragedies, biggest chus, certainly a chus to the niftarim, is if we apply cheshbon number 16. Yes, our time here is limited. Odom, right? Kecheres hanishbar, kitzitz noivel, say hello there, kachalom yo'uf. It's not just a nice song, so you could say v'yatu melech keil chay v'kayon. Think about every phrase. Say hello there, Cheres Nishbar. And Memele Yashu B'tshuva, when you measure these things on Libo, and that should be a schus for the Niftarim, along with the Chizuk Emuna of the Sefer Eov variety, and there should be a schus for the Niftarim and a Chizuk for all of us.
Not the Pesach, but it's covered for the Sanya. Baruch Hashem, we're all going to get to Mitzchazik, and this is the most matin place for it, the place where the Rav and the Tzibur are always being Mechazik themselves and Mechazik all of us. Like the Rav said, there are certain things that happen, tragedies that happen, that we cannot understand. We all know the families, the Nolmans and the Lorens, the finest families in the neighborhood, Nevi Bechina. Mitzad Echad, we would love to be Menachem them. Mitzad Hasheni, from the nature of the Tzar, is not something which is in our hands. The Yodvei Israel, the greatest maminim in the world, that lost children, that their whole lives felt the pain. They continued onwards, they were strong with their bitochon, the Machazik Klal Yisrael, but the pain remains, it's something that's there. A child is something which is part of the parents, and if that stops to live in this world, a parent expects from his child to continue to grow, continue to produce. That's an extension of the parent himself. The only thing we may be able to do, like the Rav said, when a person is alive, he does mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, he's able to more and more and more. Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Ratzon Hashem. And when his life ends in this world, that's the end of it. But it's not so true. It's the end of it in as much as whatever he did in his lifetime, he stopped, and nothing new continued afterwards. If after he passes away, he still causes changes in other people, in Klal Yisrael, Makar of other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time any small change is made, in a certain Bechir, he's still alive. He's still getting more tchuyas. He's going from one madrega to the next in his Olam Haba that he's going to have. So this is one thing that every single one of us could do. We all feel like to talk to these families for so many wonderful things they do and the examples they set before and now also. The beautiful examples of the Munan Bitochen, Tziduk Adin. If each one of us thinks into ourselves and tries to make a change that will last, this is something we're doing to a certain bechina, the mamshich of children. I personally had a hargosha for myself. When we come into face of this reality of what a father is, what a mother is, what a child is, that kesher that they have, it's something we can take for ourselves, how we look at our own lives. And Rosh Hashanah, every single one of us said, in kebonim, that's where our goal is, and that's the truth. Bonim atem Hashem elikeichem. Every single one of us is the ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very often, our Yetzirah tells us that who am I? There's so many people in Klal Yisrael, the great people in Klal Yisrael, so what's going to make a difference? My personal avodas Hashem. I'm trying good, not trying, yet trying, everybody on his level. That's what Yetzirah tells us, that my chizuk is insignificant. When we get in front of our eyes the fear of what a ben is, every ben is a ben yochid. A person can have 10 children. And if one is nifter, the whole world is destroyed. Because that's what a father and a parent, a mother is to a child. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. The fact is another million members of Klal Yisrael is nothing in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because each one of us is a ben yochid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if one of us is not living the way Hashem wants, that's, we can imagine, the tremendous tzar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a chizuk that we could take out of this. To think, I'm a ben yochid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use this as a moshul for ourselves, me kapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I can do. If I do a little bit more, give a little more nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes a tremendous difference to him and to the world. I am significant, I am a yochid, I am special, and I can do a lot. One last point. Rav mentioned it's Ma'ertos, it's Hargoshov, Yaskar Yom HaMisa. In a different angle of that also, it's more to us the value of time. Sometimes a person thinks that to accomplish something could take a whole lifetime, but to take advantage of every minute, no, this fella, to waste some time here, waste some time there. Unfortunately, we're in the Igles of the Meshicha. Well, fortunately, we're in the Igles of the Meshicha, depends how you look at it. Where it says in the Svam Akhtoshin, the world will be flooded with a marble of shtuyot, of all kinds of things that can waste our time. And it ends up that sometimes we don't have time for the most important things. If it's a woman that doesn't have time to daven, sometimes it's not shy, but very often we have to make a test for the nefesh. Is it true? Maybe I could cut out some other things. We don't have time to learn, or not time to learn every day, or learn less. Time for chesed. It's always a thing of making a cheshbon. How can I use my time its best? We saw by these examples how in a short period of time people can make such major changes, whether it be by the Noman family. This short period of time, this last 2 years, the transformation of a bocher to be a great tzaddik. It could have been a matter that sit back is too much, I can't do anything. No, took advantage of every second together with the entire family, and they became people that are mechazik everybody in Emunah B'Tochen, v'chule. By the loins, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up, like we said, we can't understand. There was no time. But you saw also that no time such major things can happen, and Adarabah, immediately after it happened, the families themselves were mischazik and mechazik others, and they were going to be tough, and they took that second, that split second, which could have been something which takes them down, takes us all down, to be something that's malavim, the high madregas of Avodas Hashem, with the entire family and to all of us. This is the second point. If each one, everybody knows, Leiv Yodea Moaz Nafsha, everybody knows what he can change. But what we're saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked us to be the community that gets its message. Exactly what each one has to do, that's each individual's cheshbon ha-nefesh. When Hashem makes something, like we're saying, unusual, mind-boggling, it's the Ma'oiras and all these messages, and that anybody has his own messages, it's something for us to be mizpoinen, Hashem is speaking to me, and I'm listening. And yet Hashem, if we take this opportunity that Hashem has given us, and we use it to recognize, number one, I can make a change, it's possible, I can make a bigger change than I think. And my change is so significant, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire world, every mitzvah I do is so significant, and the time I have in this world, every second is a gift that I could do such wonderful things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet Hashem, this chizuk, will number one, be a tremendous healing nishmas and nachas ruach for the neshamas and for the families, and together with that will be what exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oyev Yisrael. He loves us more than anything. He wants us only to have good, and that's, if he does something painful, just like somebody watches a surgery, if he doesn't know what's going on, he'll run in the middle of the surgery and call the police. The guy's taking a knife and cutting somebody's stomach open. But if he knows the whole picture, he realizes that the surgery is there to be merapa the person. If we take this out of it, each one takes his own chizik, everybody knows himself, doesn't just let it go by, and yet Hashem, this will be the kavayoho, the surgery we all need, and it will bring us to a higher level of Avodas Hashem and Shleimus and be makarvos to the Gula Shleimus and Hail Yameinu.